I'm Laura Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music. During the folk revival of the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, elderly traditional musicians who had been recording artists in the 1920s and 30s began whole new musical careers, performing on the folk festival circuit and at colleges and coffee houses throughout the country. We often use the term rediscovered for these musicians who, like blues guitarists Mississippi John Hurt and Reverend Gary Davis, were encouraged to return to professional musicianship. They probably didn't think of themselves as lost, and often they had continued to play music locally, but for the rest of the world, their return to the public eye really was a rediscovery. In old-time music, one of the most prominent rediscovered artists was Clarence Tom Ashley, a banjo player and guitarist from Mountain City, Tennessee. Ashley grew up in his family's boarding house, which gave him the opportunity to meet and learn from musicians who were working on the railroad or in the lumber industry. When he was 16, he joined a medicine show, and for the next 30 years, he played music and did comedy routines in shows throughout Appalachia. Between 1928 and 1933, Ashley made many records, both solo and with bands, including Ashley's Melody Makers and the Blue Ridge Mountain Entertainers. His most famous solo recordings are probably Dark Holler Blues and its flip side, The Cuckoo Bird.
Gonna build me log cabin on a mountain so high so I can see Willie as he goes on by.
In the next few decades, Ashley continued to travel and play music, even after the medicine show circuit eventually died out. He also farmed outside Mountain City, Tennessee, and his neighbors Clint Howard and Fred Price became regular playing partners. In the 1960s, this trio began to record with the addition of Doc Watson, then at the beginning of his ascent to folk music fame. Their record on the Folkways label, Old Time Music at Clarence Ashley's, remains a classic of early revival era old time music. Here is Tom Ashley with Doc Watson and Fred Price singing The Old Man at the Mill.
Same old man living at the mill. The mill turns around with its own free will. One hand in the hopper and the other in the sack. Ladies step forward and the gins fall back.
You can learn more about early stars of mountain music from along the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina by visiting BlueRidgeMusicNC.com.
Down the road till you come to the turn. A rock's in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down.
Down the Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.